Speaking of paying your bills, a lot of people upset they're having more trouble paying their bills now at tax time. I did see that the average tax return is down between 8 and 9% right now.
What?
People not liking that Republican tax cut anymore.
What happened?
I mean, the truth of the matter is you're probably paying less tax up front this year because I think the percentages went down, but I won't bog you with that. But people aren't getting as much back. And yesterday I went and I got my taxes done and I was down to an 8-year low on the money I got back. So, and trust me, Ginger called me immediately following my tax appointment. She is sniffing around. She's like, how much did we get? Did you give them my direct deposit? I'm like, listen, lady, you need to back up because this year ain't as good as the previous years.
Man.
I didn't get as much back.
So her cut's going to be smaller?
I still got money back, but I didn't get as much money back. So Ginger going to be sad. She going to be...
I haven't done my taxes now, but now I'm like... scared because I got to pay off my credit card bill and...
No, it ain't going to happen this year, girl.
What?
Yeah, you just got to get it over with.
It's going to be less. Yeah. I'm just so happy. Look, I feel so accomplished. We are like 6-7 weeks into the new year. Mm-hmm. I've got a tattoo, had knee surgery, and done my taxes. I mean, I am accomplished.
That's it.
Might as
you
well
did
just
it.
Start
I am
buying
done.
Christmas
You've done
presents.
It all.
Not about, if I gave Christmas presents to people, I'd start buying them.
Right?
That's a great idea.
It's basically New Year's. It's 2019
for you. Yeah, I mean, I'm done. My 2019 is finished.
Oh, it's 20. Wait, it's 2019?
Yes.
Oh, my God. Wow.
Newsflash, Ann. It's 2019.
It is 2019.
Yeah. It's so weird to think
that. It's going
that.
Fast for me because I just did everything. I checked everything on my list.
I'm so jealous. My mom keeps saying, like, bring over your paper so we could go do your taxes. And I'm like, it's
your
just so...
mom still does your taxes?
Yeah.
Girl.
She takes it to the tax people and do it.
At least okay. So she's not doing it.
She takes it to the tax people. Why don't you take it to the
tax people? Because it gives me anxiety. I don't know. What if they're going to ask me for some type of papers? I'm
they
like,
will.
What is that?
Trust me. Every year
That's
I
what
go,
they do,
he's
Shan.
Like, did you bring blah, blah, blah? I'm like, no, I don't have that. I'm like, I'll send it to you. And then he's like, oh, what about your blah, blah, blah? I'm like, damn it.
Yeah.
I forgot that piece of paper.
And then I'm just going to forget when I get home. So,
well,
no.
The nice thing about these days is take your computer, Shan. Everything I forget, I can always access online.
I would do that too. Or like even on your phone too. You're like, oh, here, this is what you needed to see.
I wish they would have taught us this in school.
I agree. They should teach a financial management in school. You're absolutely right.
Did you see there's a new bill that's trying to pass that high school students have to pass a financial education class?
Very smart.
I'll support that.
They absolutely
that.
Should have to. That's something. You should teach kids about credit cards, interest rates, taxes, things like that. Forget nobody needs to know about chemistry or geometry.
For real, though.
Take those
it's
out.
Really...
Give us something useful.
Nobody needs those things. Unless you're going to, you know, if you're not going into that kind of science-y thing, then teach them how to balance their lives.
Balance your
I mean, Shan, you have too much anxiety to take your own taxes to the tax
person. Well, because I don't understand the terminology, the papers, the
W-2s,
nobody
does. That's why
you're
a professional.
Yeah, but then they're going to look at me like, damn, girl, you stupid.
No,
like,
trust
why
me.
Why do you care? That's why you're paying
because...
them.
Trust me, that's their business. They love people like you.
Yeah, really.
You know what? Because some of them charge by the question.
So
they're happy. They're like, ooh, that's another $5.
Come in with your limit.
It's Weird News Wednesday.
Ladies, you ever get so hangry when you are pregnant that you wanted to smash someone's windows in? Well, one New York woman, she did exactly that. She went to a local fast food restaurant and wanted these special Jamaican beef patties that they have there. Well, they told her, we're out, ma'am. So she went home, she yelled at them first, stormed out of the restaurant, went home, came back with a baseball bat, and smashed up their window.
Oh, I'm not even pregnant, and I would do that. How are you going to run out on the beef patties?
Now, they said the woman was a regular there. She was about 8 months pregnant, and she was furious. They did not have the Jamaican beef patties. They told her, we'll have them later today. They did say that she usually orders oxtail stew. What kind of fast food restaurant is this in the Bronx? They got oxtail stew and
Jeffrey.
Jamaican patties.
Ask Jeffrey.
That's
Jeffrey
true.
He don't go to the Bronx.
We'll get him to go.
He said Jeffrey from the Bronx.
Yes.
He was joking.
We have to ask him to go to this restaurant.
Oh my God, yes. and interview them.
Good idea.
Get the scoop,
and try
Jeffrey.
These Jamaican beef patties. They must be good.
Right?
If this woman got that mad.
Uh-huh.
About that. But ladies, did you ever have a complete meltdown when you were pregnant because of something? 888-456-9970. We would love to hear your stories. You got to have beat on your man or something when he didn't bring you the right food.
I did this earlier this week because he hid my mega stuffed Oreos on the top and I couldn't find them. I was like, why are you messing with my mega stuffed Oreos? They're not yours.
Your mega stuffed Oreos.
They're so
good. So did you grab your baseball bat?
I was about to.
Were we just talking earlier about your Cabo body that you were trying to get?
I know. And then like,
and
you
then
showed us
you're
like,
eating mega stuffed Oreos.
And you showed us that your button, your top button on your pants are unbuttoned.
Well, listen,
maybe that's
when
why
you got
he hit them.
I think so, but still, like, don't touch my food. Don't mess with my food. I'm
and
sorry.
You're not
I'm
even
not
pregnant
messing with it.
That we know.
Wait,
of.
Shan,
that's what I'm saying.
Is he still making you food to bring to work each day?
Yeah.
And what are you doing with it? Are you still giving it to Greg?
No, she doesn't give me food anymore.
She actually eats it.
I eat it. Like, he gives me one of those, like, prepackaged salads from Trader Joe's and a yogurt, which I don't eat.
He's like, this is the best I can do. Well, especially if Greg's going to eat it.
I'll do that. No, he was making me food, too, sometimes, too. What happened to those days?
I don't know.
The honeymoon period is worn off with Matt and I.
Worn off.
Well, don't. I don't.
Oreos.
And you know what? I'm going to make a very controversial statement, and it may get me in a lot of trouble, but the stuffing is the grossest part of the Oreo.
Give me a baseball bat right now.
No,
I can't believe that you eat mega stuffed. I take the stuffing out and just eat the cookie.
We can't be friends.
I got you. I think that's fantastic.
And I don't even, like, if I were to go to, like, Dairy Queen and get a Blizzard, I want them to take the stuffing. I don't want the stuffing in my thing. I just want the cookie.
Well, then just buy, like, chocolate cookies. Why buy Oreos?
I don't like anything. I don't like that things that are that sugary. I don't like it.
No, they have the thin Oreos without, like, so much filling in them, but
I used to, when I was a kid, I would take that filling out with a knife. I would just cut that right out.
You didn't live your childhood right.
Yeah.
Here's what I'm going to tell you.
You
were
doing it wrong.
Uh-huh. Here's what I'm going to tell you what I did. I like to do this. Anybody else do this? Take the stuffing out the Oreo. Take the one cookie. You put it in between your cheek and your gum where it sticks out.
Uh-huh.
And then you let the saliva melt it into your mouth so it goes really slowly.
Uh-huh.
And it then
soggy.
Crumbles really slowly into your mouth and it makes it last for a long time.
That's really good. I like that.
Other people do that.
No, but you have to
And then you get cavities.
This is what you do. You take your teeth and you like slide the like the filling onto your teeth. Eat that first, and then you like do whatever you do.
Well,
with
here's the thing: like, do you eat? No. So you don't eat the Oreo whole. You have to always break it apart.
Yeah, I usually break it apart.
I got you. Good,
but the mega stuffed ones are so good.
There are other people I know who eat the whole thing. I'm like, that's
like
how
stuffing.
You enjoy this.
You know who put me onto these mega stuffed? Alex Harmon.
Look at him. He's mega stuffed. Have you seen his stomach lately?
888-456-9970. How do you eat an Oreo?
Amber agrees with me. Hate the center of the Oreo. Just
what
eat the outside
wrong?
For days.
No.
Then why bother with the Oreo? Get like a chocolate cookie
because
and be
somebody
done.
Somebody, listen, when I was 7, Fernando, I wasn't making the decisions on what groceries were being purchased. So I took what I had and I made do with it.
You know what? You did. You defeated the struggle.
So,
nice.
I mean, like, what do you want me to do? You want me to, like, steal my mom's car
like,
and go buy my own cookies?
Throw those cookies back in your mom's face. Like, get me chocolate cookies.
So, anyway, there's a lot of people who don't like the stuffing. Yeah, look. See, this person says the filling always leaves a weird waxy film on the roof of your mouth. That's Shan's favorite part.
Yeah, that's my favorite part. That's like a little...
Shan's like, I have this for all day.
I love that part. Man, all right, y'all
haters. That's enough for the weird
Is
news.
It?
We made it especially weird with our Oreo fetish.
How you eat your Oreos continues at 888-456-9970. But
I got bills.
Let us say hello to Harry Chan in San Francisco. Good morning, Harry.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. We are paying your Oreo bill or whatever else bill you want right now.
You got a big Oreo bill? Actually, what I see here is your PG&E bill, so we want to take care of this electricity bill for you.
All right. Thank you.
You're very welcome.
And with PG&E's reputation, be careful when you're using them. I want you blowing up.
Harry Chan, hang on the line. Do not go anywhere. We're going to pay more bills next hour, 8:20. And do remember, tomorrow we're doubling the money and you're getting paid all day long.
Good morning.
This is Fernando and Greg.
Okay, and Dirty on the 30 is coming up here in about 5 minutes. But in the meantime, we got into this conversation about how you eat your Oreos.
I knew this would be controversial when I said it. When I said that I threw the middle parts out, I knew.
How dare you?
It would be, you know what, Shan? I don't eat Oreos. I don't come in contact with them often. But the next time it presents itself to me, I will save the middle in a little plastic bag and bring it to you.
Thank you. That's the best part. Just eating the middle of all the Oreos.
Well, listen, if I ever encounter an Oreo again, I will take the middle part and save it for you.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Do you ever go to McDonald's and get the McFlurry with the Oreos in?
Yes, that's the only kind of McFlurry I ever get.
That's what I'm saying.
I love Oreos.
I know. That's the best way to have Oreos. But you guys have other ways. Misty, hello?
Well, I am 7 months pregnant right now.
Okay.
And I have to have my skillet queso from Chili's.
Okay. And that's good. I should make
Oreos.
Some of my...
I'm telling you, Oreos and pregnant women, I'm telling you. And if somebody eats my last Oreo, it's the end of the world.
It's a wrap.
Now,
why would you eat the last one? Leave at least one for me.
How do you eat an Oreo?
Oh, normally. I don't know what you're doing with that whole scraping it out. That's crazy.
But, I mean, do you bite into the cookie whole and eat it, or do you take it apart?
Oh, yeah, just whole. I just need that. And I don't even eat that many. So, like, this whole package will be sitting in the cabinet that I try to hide.
I don't know
how
you
do it. So I can have one or two once in a while, and then it'll be empty, and I just lose it.
Oh, my God. Well, the other day, somebody texted Shan and said, there's Oreos in our vending machine, and she nearly had a meltdown. She ran out in the middle of the show.
She bust the door down.
There. She grabbed a dollar from my wallet. And
I ain't even pregnant.
Yeah. They accept credit cards now, though, Shan.
Oh, my God.
You slide it in the slide your debit card through.
Well, Shannon, wait until you're pregnant, because at 7 months, I just cry if I don't get what I want.
That's me every day, girl.
How do you eat your Oreos? 888-456-9970. Jared.
So, when I was little, I used to do the same thing and take the whites out. But the only difference is I would wait till I had enough to fill up a glass, pour the milk in, and then eat it with a spoon.
So
the chocolate is the best part of the Oreo, the cookie.
So you say all
being
the
older though, I'm too lazy to take out the white. So now I just throw all of them in a glass, fill it up with milk, and eat it with a spoon.
That's like a cereal. DIY cereal.
You know what the best thing at McDonald's
is? Cereal, the trick for cereal is chocolate Teddy Grahams.
You love sugar, don't
boy,
you?
Do you? The best thing at McDonald's,
would
though.
Be killing me right now if he heard me saying all this.
Does he know? Do you have to hide this from him?
Oh, no. He used to condone it. He actually used to buy the Oreos from Costco. It's like a 3.5-pound box. But
Jared. Have you ever heard of this word, diabetes?
Yeah, the sugar.
Yo, but it's hashtag worth it, though.
Thing.
Yeah, oh, really?
I'm like 150, so I'm not too worried.
I hate you, Jared. That's not fair.
No, I'm sorry. One Oreo and I'll gain 10 pounds.
Oh, geez. One Oreo is not enough. That is like not even a tease.
Well, now that I know that you're 150, do what you want. You know why you're 150? You're 150 because all your teeth fell out from eating all that sugar.
Hey, I have my braces. I got my good teeth.
Fernando. Dirty, dirty, dirty on the 30. Fernando.
Dirty, dirty, dirty on the 30.
And I won't gross you out by letting you know what the ingredients are inside of the filling inside of an Oreo.
But I have a feeling I already know.
It's disgusting.
It's probably words I can't pronounce anyway.
Yes, it is.
A lot of them. Whipped up until they turn white.
I mean, literally, there are like 15 ingredients in that stuff.
It's great. It's great ingredients.
No, it's not.
Yes.
Wow.
Amazing.
Whatever. Live your life. Live your best life.
Yeah, man. Do your thing. Enjoy Cabo this weekend.
Number one ingredient, though, is sugar.
There you go.
That's not good enough. They put the high fructose corn syrup in with the sugar, too.
That's how it has to be.
You got to have two kinds of sugar up in there.
What makes it delicious?
Tiffany Haddish has already revealed that she went on one date with Drake after she appeared in a music video for him. She even passed up a $100,000 gig. That's what she said. She said, I even passed up a chance to make a lot of money so I could go out on a date with Drake, and then he ghosted her. But then check this out. Later on, Drake's dad slid into her DMs trying to get a date,
He always talks about that. He always gets the ones that Drake doesn't want. So Drake gets like A's, And then he gets the C's and D's that Drake doesn't want. And he's fine. Yeah. He gets the bread. He gets the cookie crumbs.
No one wants Drake's dad, though.
Yes, they do. Because they want to be close to Drake. No. People do that, Shan.
I feel like Jackie would do that.
Let me tell you something.
You think she would hook up with
Drake?
Yeah,
of course
dad.
She would.
Yeah.
Listen, Drake is the chocolate in the Oreo, and his dad is the cream filling.
Well, I don't want that cream filling. That's the only time I don't want the cream filling.
That's why I scrape it out.
That's the one time. Tiffany said she wasn't trying to be Drake's stepmama, so she went, delete.
Oh, wow.
I wouldn't mind being Drake's stepmama. Drake got a lot of money.
Well,
and he could help fund stepmama.
Well, it ain't going to be Tiffany Haddish, so if you want to step in there and be stepmama, you feel free.
No, I'll be Drake's boyfriend, but I've seen the dad. The dad's just skeezy and stuff.
Oh, my God. Yeah. You want to see what he looks like?
I do know what... Shan, he partays. You don't know about Drake's dad?
Yeah. It's him.
Yes, yeah. I know about... I've been knowing about him for
it
a long
like
time.
Flavor Flav's brother.
Correct. Without the clock.
Listen, he's taking full advantage of his son's stardom.
Why not?
Saying he's having a good old time.
Get it.
Come on now.
I mean, look, just a regular guy looking like that ain't going to get anything. But if you're Drake's dad, you're going to get the cookie crumbles, I said.
Jackie will be like, I did my cookies in your milk.
Hey. And moving on to other news, a source behind the scenes at the Wendy Williams show says coming to work now without Wendy there is so much fun.
I told you guys that people are probably so happy she's not there because they don't have to work with a witch.
Now, keep in mind, this was a source, but
I was part of the source.
Sense.
They heard this show. They heard me talking about it.
Well, there are demanding bosses, you know, but remember, the substitute teacher is only fun for so long. And then when you get a regular fill-in, they could be just as mean.
Well,
I don't think anyone can be as mean as Wendy Williams. I don't think it's humanly possible.
You just had one bad experience with her, Shan.
One bad experience that scarred me for the rest of my life.
Well, here's the thing. It's not even just Wendy that they complain about. They say because her husband is running around backstage, too, and he's controlling a lot of the stuff as well. Yeah. He made them miserable, not just Wendy. Wendy's just half the story.
You know, but also half the story is you getting a paycheck because of Wendy, so you kind of gotta, you know.
This is true. That's why.
There's a reason you getting paid.
That's why I keep saying, like, this is from a source. Because these people are like, listen, Wendy needs to come back. This is her show. It is branded with her name. She's the one who's got to deliver every single day. She's also the reason why they're working.
You ever had a mean
paycheck.
Boss, Shan? Oh, you had that boss over at the other building that made you cry.
Yeah, made me cry all the time. Told me I was stupid and how did I get into college, that I was worthless.
He told you that?
Yeah, and
did not.
How did I get into college? My parents should be so ashamed to have me.
He did not tell
you. I swear on my life, on my mother's life.
Well,
he said
I mean,
that
I'm not
me.
Surprised. He's a jerk.
Yeah,
you know?
He's a jerk. And I told people around there a couple years ago.
You never told me all that.
And
now you told me that he pulled you out in the hallway and threatened to fire you.
Oh, no, this was
day.
Another guy in CBS.
Oh, this was a different guy?
A different guy. Yes, girl. No, that other guy, pulled me aside in the hallway and told me I was...
He makes me sound like a pussycat.
Dude, Lord. I'm telling you, I've gone through the ringer in this industry.
When I... Shan, you've been here 5 minutes.
Girl! Girl,
I'm telling you, you ain't done with that ringer.
Shan,
but you're handling it.
When I was gone for half a day on Friday, did people run around here celebrating like they did around Wendy Williams?
No, I think we missed you. And I think we had a good show. And Jazzy was impressed that you came to work. But
He was so impressed that I came to work that he still hasn't asked me how I'm doing. Still to this day.
Right?
We 5 days
still,
after the surgery. He still hasn't asked me how I am.
With your leg popped
I'm over
up
here with
here.
Half a leg. Yeah. And he still hadn't seen if he could bring me a casserole. Where's my casserole?
I can't imagine him even considering making a casserole.
I know his wife, Kat, could make a casserole.
Well,
they could make
would.
It together.
You should ask her.
They could do it together.
Yep, I saw her shopping at Bed Bath & Beyond. She's probably shopping for that casserole
Make
dish.
Me a casserole in a wine bottle.
That'll do it for Dirty on the 36.
Fernando and Greg, let's wake these people up now.
Who knew the mere mention of Oreos would get everybody so riled up this morning? We've talked about how to eat the Oreo correctly. We've talked about what to dip the Oreo in. But many people in the texting hotline are pointing out that Oreos, while maybe not healthy, are nut-free, gluten-free, and dairy-free, which makes them the perfect snack if you have any sort of allergy.
So they're basically vegan?
They're vegan. They are vegan.
Wow.
Really?
Oh my God. Now I don't feel bad about eating
them. Yeah, but you're not any of those things.
It still makes me feel better.
Yeah, now you can feel like, isn't your sister like gluten-free?
Dairy-free and egg-free, yeah.
All right, well, you can give her Oreos all day long.
Oh, wow, this is a game changer.
Now I'll eat them. You've been eating them.
Hello.
Found out that Shan got in a fight with her man earlier this week because he hid her mega stuff. Oreos, which is ridiculous, by the way, because isn't there a double stuff?
There's a double stuff, but this is
mega bigger.
This is like double stuff, like double the double stuff.
Oh, my God.
It's so good.
That's disgusting.
That's the best thing I've ever.
Hold on. Yvette just found something in her car.
Yeah, Yvette.
Hi.
All right. So you're out there battling this traffic this morning. What did you find?
Oh, my God. So I bought this big box of Oreos that come in individual packages. It's got two little cookies in a package for Valentine's and for little hearts that you write to and from. So I bought the box to take to work to get to coworkers. I don't eat this stuff. I haven't had an Oreo since I was about 7 years old. Just traffic. I'm at a crawl. I've been on the freeway for over an hour.
So you're starving.
Yeah, you're going to break open one of these?
My sugar's dropping. I'm just like totally, totally. Ugh. And then I'm listening to you guys, and I'm like, yeah, Oreos are nasty. And then I'm hearing you guys talk about breaking them up and scooping the inside out or eating them whole or whatnot.
Yeah.
And I'm so freaking hungry. I'm dying here.
So why don't you go ahead and eat one?
Eat one.
Crack open a package right now, Yvette.
I did. I split one cookie open, and I said, okay, one of them had the cream stuff. Uh-huh. The other one had nothing, so I said, let me just eat the cookie part, because I don't like that cream stuff.
Yeah, and how
I
was it?
Let me try it. You guys are just a power suggestion, so I try, okay, let me try the other half, because I'm starving, I can feel my
sugar. All right, how was it?
And then I'm like, well, Oreos have changed since I was seven.
Ooh! Better or worse?
It actually tastes kind of fresh and crispy, and then cookie whole without splitting it. Let me make a comparison here, and oh my God, if this traffic continues when I get to work, there's not going to be any cookies left.
Yeah, no, yes, exactly.
I love that she went from I hate Oreos, they're disgusting, to oh my God, I'm eating all
of them. This Costco-sized box, it's going to be all in my mouth.
Be careful in the traffic and eat as many Oreos as you like.
Yvette, where's the traffic? Where are you this morning, by the way? Because it's a horrible morning.
I'm sorry?
Where are you? What road?
Oh, I'm on 101 heading towards downtown San Francisco, coming from San Mateo.
All right.
Good luck.
Yes, good luck. We love you for listening. Thank you. And try not to eat all of those Oreos.